We want to look tonight in Matthew chapter 9, and we want to read one verse, which is found in verse 28, and then we'll just mention a few things about some other verses in the Bible. But this verse asked a great question, and the Bible's full of questions as far as people being asked and so on. But this is, in my mind, a very great question that we could even apply to our own lives. We could apply to ourselves, maybe not based on what is happening, but we too need to centralize, and we need to focus on faith and what it is and how to apply it to our lives. So we want to read this one verse in Matthew chapter 9, verse 28. And the Bible says, "And when he had come into the house," this is Jesus, "when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, Yea, Lord." So our message to the title is just simply that question: believe ye that I am able to do this? Out of all the questions in the New Testament, to me, this is one that stands out. And the reason that it stands out to me is because, in reality, it stands in a gateway. And what I mean by that is, it is one that must be answered by every single person. Maybe not in reference to healing of a blindness, but in reality, as far as application, it is a question to blindness, although you can see. There's a lot of confusion out in the world about who Jesus is. There's a lot of confusion out in the world as to what Jesus can do, and just simply his authority, and just simply salvation. And so it is a gateway, in reality, to every person. In this portion of Scripture, we have two blind men that followed Jesus, and they asked him for mercy. We see this in verse 27. "And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." So they called out and they cried out for mercy based upon their condition. And we're talking about their physical condition. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us how they were blinded. The Bible doesn't tell us if they were born blind or if there was something that took their eyesight. It doesn't tell us how long they have been blind. It doesn't tell us maybe the chronological order of their condition. It doesn't even tell us if they tried anything themselves to try to recover from this blindness. But you see, knowing that information doesn't really change the fact that they were blind. You know, we hear a lot today, and when a young person, or even adult for that matter, makes some bad decisions in their life, they will always try to pinpoint the cause. They'll try to say that maybe they were neglected, or they try to say that maybe this tragedy happened in their life, or, you know, they'll try to come up with why the person did what they did, or why the person is in the condition that they're in, and they'll try to pinpoint. But in reality, in this case, it really doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter how it happened, but in reality, what matters is the fact that they were blind. That is the condition that they were in. And so, when it comes to our salvation, when it comes to an individual accepting Christ, and this is the wonderful thing about our Savior, is we all have a past. We all have decisions that we've made in the past that maybe we shouldn't have made them, and maybe we've made some mistakes. Maybe we've done things that we're not pleased with, and I think we could all say that to some degree, that we've done some things that we're not pleased with. But it's not about our past that's important, but it's about our present. And it's about what He can do in our lives now. And so when I look at these two individuals and I look at their blindness, I'm not concerned in it, not that I'm heartless, but I'm not concerned about how it happened, but I want to see what Jesus can do about it. And that's even within our hearts. Sometimes people will go astray and they will, like I said, make some bad decisions in their life. And, we could say, well, they shouldn't have done that, or they started this and it got worse and worse and worse and worse. And now they're in the shape they're in because of this. Well, as I said before, we all to some degree, some worse than others, but we all have a past. But what the question is what are we going to do? What are we going to do? The important thing is for us to see the issue, see the problem, and ask for help. Ask for help. And so when Jesus asked the question, believe ye that I am able to do this? The answer is, yea, Lord. The answer is, yes, I believe that you can make a difference in my life. I believe that you can heal this blindness. What does that take? Faith. These men had faith in the power of Jesus. Now, the first thing that I believe that the influence of Satan and the influence of what I would call Satan's workers, if those that are taking on his role, the first thing that they want to do is cause doubt. Doubt is a defeater. Doubt is something that will, well, I'll give you an example. When I first got saved, when I asked Christ into my heart, on that Friday night, when I woke up on Saturday morning, doubt began. And I began to think, well, did I really do it? Did I really, and it didn't take long to where with help of others, and it didn't take long with the Holy Spirit that says, yes, you accepted Christ. And it reminded me that my salvation didn't rely on me, because if it relied on me, it wouldn't have lasted 10 minutes. But my salvation relied on what Christ has done. And it's all about Christ. Well, our faith is the same. Our faith, when He says, do you believe that I'm able, and I'm paraphrasing the words, do you believe that I'm able to do this? Do you believe I'm able to heal you? And so, do you believe in His power? Do you believe in His ability? Do you believe in who He is? Do you believe all these things? And the answer is yes. Yea, Lord, is what they said. So it's important for us, every one of us, to realize, and every one of us that are listening and every one of us that are here tonight, we're all going to have struggles. We're all going to have problems, and we're all sinners. That's something that we all have in common. We may have different struggles, but we're still going to have struggles. We may have different problems. I don't know, sometimes we have the same problem, but we also may have different problems. but we're all the same when it comes to needing Jesus Christ. And so that is the difference. And so in verse 27, in verse 27 of this passage, where it says Jesus departed thence and two blind men followed him, then they saw a need and they truly wanted something different in their life. Now, sometimes we could be guilty of praying, Lord, help me. And you turn something over to the Lord, and then before long you take it back. And it's easy to be guilty of that. But I believe that based on the condition of these men and based on the blindness that they were in, they had no choice but to turn it over to Jesus, because they knew they could do nothing themselves. They knew there wasn't anything that they could do within themselves that could deliver them from that. Well, in application, why can't we do the same thing? When we're going through a problem and when we're going through a difficulty and we pray and say, Lord, will you help with this? Lord, will you deliver me from this? Or Lord, will you take charge of this situation? Then why can't we have the same approach as these two men and say, Lord, I don't have any choice. You're the only one. But so many times we're guilty of taking it back and carrying it ourselves. It's almost like, and we're guilty of it, and I stand here too saying that I'm guilty of it, and I'm subject to the same things that you are, but sometimes it's almost like we're not seeing anything happen, so we start carrying it back, almost like saying, you need my help. Well, I told somebody recently, and I mean this with kindness, and I told somebody recently, that in reality, God doesn't need our help. We serve Him because we love Him. We don't serve Him because He needs us, because He's God. And we serve Him and we do the things that we do because we want to serve Him and we want to love Him. But as far as God can't make it without us, then God's just fine. But sometimes when we live life, we think sometimes that He can't do this without me. But in reality, we just need to put our faith in Him and allow Him to work in our lives. And so Jesus makes a difference. And we see this in verses 29 and following. It says, then touched He their eyes, and notice what He says, according to your faith, be it unto you. According to your faith, be it unto you. And verse 30 tells us the outcome. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. Can you imagine that transaction of words, that transaction of this event, that they came to Jesus blind? Jesus asked them a very important question. They answered that question, and Jesus mentions their faith. You know, He could have just healed their eyes. He could have spoke. He could have done what He's done another time where He used clay. He could have done it any way that He chose, but He chose by saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Now, personally, I believe that their eyes were immediately opened and they could see clearly because of Jesus. If you've ever had any eye problems, I got a piece of metal in my eye one time, And so I had to wear a patch, for 24 hours. And, they told me that after that 24 hours, they had to go in and get that piece of metal out. And after 24 hours, I took the patch off, and it took a little bit longer for me to be able to see clearly. And because of there was a fuzziness, and so it took a little bit, and eventually I was able to see clearly. And so I had to go through the process. Well, based upon what I believe, and based upon what the Bible teaches, and based upon what Jesus did, according to their faith, be it unto you, and it says their eyes were opened, then I believe when their eyes were opened, they couldn't even tell that they had ever been blind because of Jesus. You see, their faith made the difference. And so that's what our focus is on, is faith. It's faith that makes a difference. These men had faith in the power of Jesus Christ. There's been times in my life, and I think you could probably say the same thing, there's been times in my life that I've prayed for something, or I've prayed for something to happen, and the prayer maybe wasn't as sincere as it could have been. Maybe it was just like, Lord, will you help me with this? And maybe it wasn't as sincere as it could have been. And there's been other times that I've prayed that I was like, Lord, I need you. I need this. I need whatever this is. I need help. I need direction. I need those things. And it was as sincere as I'm standing here, and I watched the Lord answer that prayer. There was some situations in my life, and I could tell you, I won't go into them tonight, but there's been some things in my life that I've prayed for that I will tell you firsthand, only God could work it out. And God delivered whatever this prayer was. And there's one that I'm thinking about in my mind specifically. And I prayed for weeks. And I said, Lord, okay, if you're not going to answer, then I'm going to accept this. I'm going to accept this issue. And when I said that, then before the end of the day, I got a phone call, and it was dealing with this situation, and God took care of it. That's faith. You know, faith isn't necessarily always, Lord, I want something. But faith also is accepting the outcome of whatever it may be. You look at Paul, and Paul prayed for this thorn to be delivered, for this thorn that was in his flesh, and he prayed, the Bible says, three times. And God chose not to deliver him from that, but God, I believe, gave him extra grace to get through it. And so that's where faith comes in. Faith isn't just a looking at a, which they don't even make them now, but faith isn't looking through a catalog. It's all internet, so let's say it this way. Let's make it modern. Faith isn't looking at your phone, seeing you want something, and say, I got faith, I'm going to get it. Faith isn't that, like you used to a Sears catalog. But faith is simply, God, you pray, you request. The Bible tells us to lift our burdens to Him, cast our care upon Him because He careth for us. And so we lift our request up, and then we allow Him to work. And if He chooses not to deliver the situation based upon the way that we're praying for, we have to trust that God doesn't make mistakes, because He doesn't. God doesn't make mistakes. So there's about three things maybe tonight that I want to share with when it comes to faith. This was this particular event that took place in these men's lives. But I want us to consider faith tonight, and the fact of the power of Jesus. Jesus had power to heal these blind men. Jesus had power, and He says the words, according to your faith, be it unto you. Well, let's talk about Jesus for just a minute. And I want to mention the first thing is this. He is able to save to the uttermost. He's able to save to the uttermost. It's based upon his ability. It's based upon who he is. It's based upon what he can do. And so he's able to save to the uttermost. And he don't need our help to save ourselves. The only one that can save is Jesus Christ. The only one that can make a difference in our life is Jesus Christ. The only one that can change our life is Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing that he ever liveth and maketh intercession for them. Nothing can alter the fact that he saves to the uttermost. Nothing can alter that. Jesus Christ is the only one that can save. Jesus Christ is the only one that can make a difference in a person's life. It's not based upon our actions. It's not based upon our own abilities. It's not based upon what we can do or what we have done. It's everything based upon Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. So he saves to the uttermost. And in that uttermost, when we think of that word uttermost, then it means completely and it means perfectly. He doesn't do anything halfway. If you've ever hired somebody to do a job or do some work for you, then you want them to do that completely. You want them to do it professionally. You want them to do a good job. And so you expect a good job to be done, and you want it done based upon what you're paying for. But how many times do you hire somebody or do you get somebody to do something that maybe they don't do just a good job, and you have to call them back, and you have to call them back? Brother Mike and I were talking Sunday, and we were talking about and I don't remember now what got us to talking about it, but I hate to say it, when you go through a drive-through window to get something to eat, I've come to expect my order is going to be wrong. It's not. It's used to, you very seldom got your order wrong, but now you've come to expect that something's going to be wrong. Something's going to be wrong. And so you've come to that expect. Well, why is that? Well, it could be the fact that people don't care. It could be the fact that they're rushed. It could be the fact that, they're not taking their job serious. It could be a lot of different things, but you now have in your mind that you better check your order before you leave, because one of the worst things to do is get home and not have a biscuit when you're supposed to have a biscuit. Is that right, Mike? I mean, you want your biscuit, right? So you need to check for your biscuit before you leave. All right. But the point is, people make mistakes. People don't care. People are going to come up short. But I promise you tonight that Jesus does it perfectly. And Jesus does it completely. So he saves to the uttermost. It doesn't mean we're not going to sin. It doesn't mean that we're not going to make mistakes. It doesn't mean that we're not going to fall short sometimes. It doesn't mean that Satan's not going to bother us. It doesn't mean that we're not going to be tempted. It doesn't mean that we're not going to be annoyed. But you can rest assured that our salvation does not depend on us, but our salvation depends on him. And for that tonight, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that salvation doesn't depend on me, because I would be the one that would leave out the biscuit. Because that's just how we are. But you can rest assured, if it was up to the Lord, and if the Lord was doing it, we'd get our biscuit every time. That's just how perfect he is. And that's how we can trust him. You see, this message is about faith. We can trust him. We can trust him wholly. And we can trust Him completely because He makes no mistakes. The next thing when it comes to our faith in Jesus Christ, and that is this, He is able to support us when we are tempted. He's able to support us when we are tempted. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18, the Bible says, "For in that He Himself has suffered, being tempted, He is able to succor them that are tempted." In other words, He's able to support is what that word means. He's able to support them to come to the need to help. Temptation is not a sin, but yielding to that temptation is when we fall into sin, because we get tempted every single day. In some way, shape, or form. But it's when we yield into that temptation, well, He can help us. He can help us through the Holy Spirit. He can help us. How can we resist and how can we overcome temptation is because He's helping us. Through the Holy Spirit, He helps us. There's no temptation too great. He's able to support us when we are tempted. But we must believe and we must trust Him by faith. See, it's all about our faith. It's all about, and that's what He asked. He asked those two that were blind, do you believe that I can do this? Do you believe that I can heal you? And of course there was one time in the Bible that it made mention that the person said, "Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief." But he still said, "I believe." So their response wasn't the kind of thing of, "Well, Lord, I think you can do it. You know, I think you can. I hope you can." But no, their response was, "I believe. Yea, Lord, I believe that you can do it." And He's able to supply our needs and every need as far as answered prayer is concerned. And we see this in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. The Bible says, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." I'm going to ask a question, and that's to all of us. And the question is, do we live like that? Do we live knowing that He'll supply our needs? Do we live like it? I know a man that told the Lord something like this. "If you answer this or if you meet this need, I'll serve you. I'll do whatever you want. But if you don't and you don't work it out, I've got a backup plan." We don't need a backup plan when it comes to our Lord. We might need a backup plan when it comes to ourselves. You know, as far as, you know, if this doesn't work out, then I'm going to do this instead. But it might be something dealing with us. But we don't need a backup plan when it comes to the Lord. We just need to trust Him fully and trust Him completely. And that's important for us to realize tonight, is we need Him. We need Him. These two blind men came to Him completely. These two blind men came because He was the only answer. These two blind men came to Him and requested. These two blind men even made mention. It says they cried saying, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on us." They came believing in His authority and who He was. And He asked that great question, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" And their answer was, "Yea, Lord." So I ask the question tonight, do we believe and can we say, "Yea, Lord"? Whatever it is, it might be something different that we're all dealing with, but can we say, "Yea, Lord"? Do you believe I can do this? Yea, Lord. And they were delivered. We simply have to trust Him. and we build on our faith. Faith is building. Faith is building. And building on our faith and trusting Him for who He is. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank You for our time together. And we thank You for this passage of Scripture and how it helps us and helps us to grow. It helps us to depend on You. So, Father, I pray that You'll meet needs, whatever those needs are, those that are watching, those that are here tonight. You, Lord, You know the heart of every person. But, Lord, we want to have our faith in You. We want to trust You, and we want to trust You completely. Bless everyone that's here and those that are watching, and we thank You, for it's in Jesus' name. Amen.